Hey, Kaiser. Long time no see.
It has been at least a couple hours.
It has been a couple hours, but that's been a couple hours with separation anxiety, so joke's on you.
I see.
Geez, so what a rush of a day, you know? We gotta watch a movie, Multiplicity, and we also got hooked into the Matrix to do CSGO VR.
And then jacked out of the Matrix every 15 minutes as the cable was shitty.
Yes. Yes, it was. But hey, they didn't say it was going to be without bugs, so...
I guess they certainly didn't.
Nope. But anyway, while you were in, did you enjoy it?
I most certainly did. I got to stab many people in their genitals and their anuses. And I was able to give virtual blowjobs to people. And honestly, I've never wanted anything more in my life.
Well, I'm happy you could virtually blow off someone. Yeah, I don't know.
I really wasn't expecting Pavlov VR to have not only a hand position that makes it look like you're gripping something,
right,
but also a soft, tickling, tender feeling with the fingers to stroke and cup the balls while doing so.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have expected this game to have haptic feedback, but hey, it did. Even though we didn't have the hardware, the feedback was there.
Oh, I'm certain that we had the hardware.
Ayo.
At least the guy on the other side did.
The guy on the other side did have the hardware.
He seemed to be enjoying it. Very much so.
Anyway, virtual blowjobs out of the
hand
way.
Jobs.
Hand jobs. Do you want to get into the podcast?
I guess we can.
I guess so. All right. Welcome, only listener, to Hollywood Science 2.0.5, our weekly podcast experience dedicated to taking the fiction out of science fiction movies. The following program contains a 99%+/-1% chance of spoilers, entirely correct personal opinions, incredibly strong language, and the dankest science. We aren't legally or morally responsible for the actions you take because of this podcast. You've been disclaimed.
Back to Hollywood Science, and also Hollywood Science 2 through 4. Ich bin Kaiser, alias your chemist, medical specialist, math magician, and clone, overcome with nihilistic defeatism that turns to anger against his original, killing him and taking his place.
And I'm Hippogriff Placeholder, house engineer, electrician, computer scientist, and considering the ramifications of retiring any clone that is deemed inferior.
This week we watched Boop-a-da-boo!
Multiplicity.
Hippogriff.
Kaiser.
What snacks and drinks did you consume and imbibe during this movie?
So I had some stale popcorn.
Indeed.
Yes, it was stale even after I cooked it, so...
As it does.
Yes. And, that was it. Oh, wait, I had an orange. So, yeah. So, Kaiser, what snacks and drinks did you consume and imbibe for this movie?
I also had Nature's Ultimate Bounty, an orange, a tang, and... a little bit of homebrewed water. Sadly, I was denied popcorn as the person supplying it to me showed me it was inferior and threw it away in front of my face and then proceeded to eat an entire bag of popcorn by themselves sitting directly next to me.
Yeah, I'm going to hell.
Indeed.
Straight to hell. Actually, just kidding. I'm the inferior clone that needs to be retired.
Do clones go to hell? They don't, because they don't have souls.
Bam, ba, bam, bam.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. God thinks you're an abomination.
Nice.
And the devil won't take you. You're gonna be in purgatory forever.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. So anyway, how's about you hit me up with a brief summary of this movie?
Absolutely. Doug, Rico, Lance, and Special Steve are all identical quadruplets. When Doug's wife, Laura's sexual desires drive Doug to insanity since he has no time to satisfy her and support their entire family as a male stripper, he calls on his brothers to fulfill his bedroom duties while he is working. His plot is discovered not even 12 minutes into the movie, but his wife is thrilled as she thinks that Doug doesn't know. With her incredible vigor and increased libido at the thought of adultery with people who look exactly like her disco stick husband, the brothers soon find their hands way too full. Since Laura seems to be completely fine using the brothers, they call all of their friends and relatives to help tame this beast. And then the story switches to your perspective, dear listener. Laura is in fact your mom, and all those scrubs on Xbox Live have never lied to you. Alright, let's hear some movie facts.
Budget, $45 million. Same budget as Minority Report. Who knew?
Me.
Anyway.
I knew it already.
Good. Anyway, profit, $34,100,000. Worldwide gross, so...
Oof.
Kind of a flop.
It is a flop.
This brings our PBR to 0.758. Not quite enough to afford a new clone. In filming the shot in which Doug 1 introduces Doug 3 to Doug 2, Doug 2 tosses a beer can to Doug 1, Michael Keaton catching the beer can, tossed by a body double, was shot first. Keaton tossing the beer, this time to a body double, was filmed later. Keaton's toss was so perfectly matched the body double's original toss that this planned special effect of digitally erasing the tossed beer can, then adding a digital beer can, was not needed, thereby saving the producer quite a bit of money. This was referred to by the special effects crew as the $1 million miracle beer can toss.
It's a miracle, and that's what we're gonna need.
It's a miracle. On ice. Light. Anyway, Michael Keaton doesn't wear a wedding ring throughout the entire movie to prevent continuity errors.
Cheap.
Yeah, cheap. Digital cloning of the same person in a scene was still off by several years when this movie was made. Therefore, scenes where each of Michael Keaton's characters were interacting with each other, another was filmed separately with the exact same camera movements, and then layered over one another.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Doug Kenny was named after Raimi's friend and National Lampoon founder, Douglas Kenny.
Hmm.
Yeah. You ready for some taglines?
You know it.
Sometimes to get more out of life, you have to make more out of yourself.
Better living through cloning.
Nice.
Alright, let's start talking about this movie. So, it opens up with Mr. Doug Kinney, overworked and underappreciated at every step in his life. He can't go to his daughter's campfire recitals. He's working with completely incompetent people, constantly.
All the time.
Who don't appreciate his work.
Yes.
And he doesn't have time to himself. He can't golf. He can't be a boat boy.
He can't.
He can't satisfy his wife's urges.
Urges. He can't.
Yeah. It is so unfortunate. Even both lesbian moms are there.
Oh, no.
Both of them.
All two of them.
Indeed.
Mm.
So, as with any late 90s movie, they need to hammer in a particular word. This time it was miracle.
We need a miracle.
Hey, well, what are you in the business of, strange old man that has walked up to a guy with obvious anger issues? Oh, what do you do for work?
I make miracles, kid.
And then he leaves and says, come on.
Call me.
And then they talk as like a psychiatrist would. And then the guy's like, I'm not a psychiatrist. Yeah. I make miracles. Cool, dude. What the fuck do you do?
Yeah.
And do you know what he does?
Then he finally reveals it after hours of interrogation. Cloning. He makes clones.
And he does it? With just a little blood sample, some blippity bloops on the computrons.
And 2 hours. Incredible.
I guess you just kind of boot up your old CRTs and you flash some graphics on it, you flip the diodes, and then you get a whole nother person with your same memories and just a slightly different personality.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah, it is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, whatever, man.
Anyway, so the whole point of the show is that he makes clones so that he doesn't have to do his work, or so that he doesn't have to interact with his kids, or so that he doesn't have to, I guess, clean up the house where the other clones are living.
Yes.
Yep. And like a complete asshole, spends most of the movie on a boat.
Yes. Away from everything.
Yep. It's real shitty.
Yeah, it actually is super shitty, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there's some good shenanigans where they freak out when they see each other in public. Apparently cloning's, I guess, not well known.
Or something, yeah.
even though it seems to be completely perfected as a technology at this point. So they have these things like, hey, I'm going to freak out at my favorite restaurant. Oh, hey, there's my clone. Oh, shenanigans. What? Why are we wearing different shirts? Ah.
Also, inadvertent gaslighting? Like, whoa.
Yeah, woof.
Yeah, oof. I mean,
so much gaslighting.
I get it. It's your clone, and from your perspective, it might not seem like it, but holy shit. Weren't you wearing a different shirt earlier? Nah, I was always wearing this shirt. Shit, come on, she's on to me. When it's actually a very easy explanation. No, you're not crazy, honey. I just have 3 to 4 clones of me living in the garage.
Of course, because that's where you keep your clones.
I keep my clones in the garage, yeah.
Yeah, and we see him just kind of be an asshole at every turn.
Yeah.
Like, his wife wants to go back to work, and he's like, after one day of watching the chitlins, is like, hey, honey, this isn't gonna work. You can't go do the job you love.
Yeah.
Even though I have time to watch the children, because I don't want to handle it. You have the breasts. Use the woman.
Use your maternal instincts like you were supposed to.
Oof. Gotta remember, it's late 90s.
Ouch.
Which was, holy shit, this movie was 23 years ago.
Oh my god.
Right?
Yikes.
We are slightly older than this movie.
Just barely.
Oof. Anyway, so a whole bunch of shit happens, then the clones start partying to a song that I can't remember for the life of me.
I can't remember either.
But it's a very common and catchy one.
But the clones found some bimbos, so that's cool.
And one of them, the super gay one, sits on the couch and is like, I'm not happy with this. And the other one, who's actually, you know, working, does some sexy dancing and eats some Cheetos off this convenience store clerk's stomach.
Oh my god. He does some sexy dancing and he seamlessly grabs a bag of Cheetos, grabs a handful of Cheetos from the bag, slams the Cheetos down onto this bimbo's midsection, and then literally devours the Cheetos off of the bimbo.
Because there is nothing sexier than licking fucking cheese dust off of someone's sweaty ass midriff.
It's graphic, to say the least.
I've seen this once before, but it was in an anime, so...
What, people eating Cheetos off of people?
Of course.
Right, okay.
And so I think really what I'm trying to say is Multiplicity is a real life anime.
Oh, I see.
It's a reverse harem anime where you actually have 4 protagonists and 1 female.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oof.
Wait a second.
Speaking of 4 dicks and 1 wife.
Oh no.
They have this cardinal rule. The rule number 1, don't have sex with real original boy's wife.
Right. So real original boy is the only boy that gets to diddle real boy's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is really important to mention because all of the clones,
all of them,
including the very special one, have their peppies touched.
Okay, let's see here. Basically, halfway through the movie, we reach max clone count, where it's 2 clones and then 1 clone of a clone, and he ends up to be just a little bit special, maybe a little bit lower IQ.
Not capable of functioning for basically anything.
He doesn't have some of his higher functions.
Like motor skills or capable speech.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is don't repost on the internet because you make your GIFs worse over time.
Yes. You get compression problems.
It kills your clones.
I felt bad for that guy, you know?
I certainly felt bad about something.
Yes.
Doug Ford does need a mercy killing, I do believe.
Yeah, that was my one complaint throughout the entire movie is, well, they should have put Doug Ford back into wherever he came from.
Indeed.
I don't think bringing him into this world, into a world of suffering like that was worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Big oof.
Yeah, the biggest oof.
The biggest oof.
Finally, as predictable as all possibleness as it can come, the guy comes back from his boating trip after having a revelation and is like, I've got to fix my life. I've got to fix my marriage. And so he symbolically fixes his house. Because apparently that's the thing he said he was going to do for a while and never did.
Right. Hey, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix so many things. And then he just never fixes it. But hey, One day, puking your guts up does wonders to any semblance of philosophy.
Hey, that reminds me when I was on a boat in literally the exact same area the guy was on a boat.
Oh, nice. Did you puke your guts up and have a revelation?
I did. You have to puke your guts out at least once on a boat.
I see.
It's required. My revelation was you can stare at the horizon.
Okay.
Eat a banana and specifically move your body with the waves. Mentally think about it and then it'll just come to you and you'll be able to ride all the boats.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I believe you.
I went on a vacation to Catalina to go scuba diving.
Right, right.
And we were on a liveaboard for 3 days.
A liveaboard?
Yeah, so a liveaboard boat is where you...
Like a houseboat.
Pretty much. Like, there's a kitchen, there's an air compressor, there's, like, little hammocks you can sit in.
Hmm.
And sleep in.
All right.
Catalina, by the way, is cold as all hell.
Hmm.
Though, the mythical seal beasts and seal ions, you know, seals that lack electrons.
Yes.
Were plentiful in early April.
Oh, I see. So you had plenty eating, is what you're saying.
I did. We ate so much, and they ate back.
Nice.
It was a mutual...
Eating.
Self-consumption.
Good, good.
By the way, though, spearfishing is not the best idea sometimes when you're out there.
Huh.
It's a good idea because you get delicious fish tacos.
Ooh.
But when you kill your two red snappers, you gotta come up immediately because there are shark de-doo-doos. Doot-doot-de-doos in the water.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is you kill your red snappers and then you kill the sharks for better, fishier tacos, right?
You've seen my leg, right?
No. Well, I mean, I have seen your legs.
Well, my right leg with my wonderful scar, you know that's from a shark attack, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Hmm.
The shark rushed up to me. I took off my diving tank and shoved it in its mouth, but its tooth nicked my leg.
Nice.
Luckily, though, it bit down and just fucking exploded. Unfortunately, I was 50 feet underwater, no longer with an air tank, blasted with shrapnel from the underwater explosion.
Yeah.
Of incredibly compressed air.
Right.
But luckily, I have breath, and I was holding it in my lungs, and I was able to escape up into the light, regaining the color red. And then I got the bends and died. And now here I am.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Well, that's super cool, and I'm happy you could get away with only a little nick on the leg.
Me too.
Yeah.
What were we talking about, Catalina?
Catalina Island. Catalina is cold. Oh, puking on boats.
No, I think we already talked about the puking on the boats and what to do with it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, nuke my corn dog.
Oh, I'll nuke your corn dog.
Indeed. Lick the pizza.
Oh, God.
You ever fuck on a boat?
Steve Four licks pizza.
All the time. He put it in a wallet. Who the fuck does that? Why do you do this?
Doug Four did it because he wanted to save the pizza for later, man.
I mean, yes. It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, geez.
I think it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. Oh, wow. That is the end of the show. Yikes. Hold up. Ring, 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 ring. Hold the phone. It's commercial time.
This week, Hollywood Science was brought to you by...
Clone Job Bro Jobs.
Hey, harking back to those scrubs on the Xbox Lives, have you ever been told to go fuck yourself?
Now you can.
Has Arnold Schwarzenegger himself told you to make a clone of yourself and then step back so that you could literally fuck yourself?
Not recently, but wow.
Well, it has been a little bit since we watched The Sixth Day, but yes. What we're trying to say is you can make this a reality. You can, in fact...
Fuck yourself.
Wait, hold on.
To what?
Would this be considered masturbation if you fucked yourself?
Well, no, because that entity, your clone, is its own kind of unique experience and living creature after its inception. Like... It starts developing its own, like, personality and everything after.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it would be, like, fucking yourself adjacent.
Like, zeroth level incest?
Yeah, probably. Hmm.
Can we call it incesturbation?
Yeah, I think we have to.
All right. Zeroth level incesturbation. That is the scientific term for it now.
Yep.
Next time you need to go do The self-fucking, you now know what to call it. Never say I've never done nothing for you, never.
Okay. Anyway, Hollywood science clone job bro jobs, it's the closest you'll ever get to fucking yourself in your lifetime.
Unless you're a twin.
Unless you're a ew. Anyway, go ahead and send your blank cashier's check to Chupacabra. They'll know who to get it to.
And who to send a copy to, also. Or two or three, we're not judging.
Or, you know, whatever, infinite. You know, as many blank cashier's checks as you can give us.
We'll cash them all.
Gotta cash them all.
Nice.
Anyway, actual science bits. Kaiser, do you want to kick us off?
Let's do it. So, in the movie, the cloning technology takes 2 hours and only requires blood to immediately create another identical copy of a person with a different personality. This is hand-wavy. You just kind of got to accept it, like, PIM particle levels of bullshit.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, which, by the way, we should watch Marvel movies at some point because there is some hot bullshit to talk about with those.
There is, and I want to.
This is a bad, bad science. As we understand cloning right now, there are a few ways that we could theoretically create another human being. The most reliable one, I would say, being a form of 3D printing, where you take a scan of a human being.
Okay.
And you can essentially put all of the molecules in their right places so that you get the same human being. This is not that. I don't know why a blood sample's necessary, because if they're just after DNA, then I mean, you could really take, like, a mouth swab, or, I don't know, literally anything else for that.
Well, maybe they didn't have a mouth swab technology in the late 90s. They weren't swabbing in the 90s, Kaiser.
At all.
At all.
I see. Well, that's also false information. So we're going to go ahead and give that one a bad science there.
Bad science. Okay. So, okay, this is a good one. So this guy, this Doug, can support his wife, 3 grown men, himself, and 2 children while owning a massive house. Mind you, it's under reconstruction or renovation, while only working 1 construction job. So, fake news.
And also, don't forget, he has enough money to also afford boating lessons.
And 3 clones.
And 3 clones. And a bungee jump experience.
The bungee jump experience is pretty, like, reasonable, I feel. But, like, just stacked onto everything, it's just like, what? What?
I see.
Anyway, I call fake news. Even with, like, a manager position in a construction job, like, at the, like, peak of its, like, industry or, like, the economy's just right for construction jobs, I still feel like this is a little, like, bullshit.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with bad science. Bad science. Finish up.
Yeah, so finally, I just want to hark back to that cloning thing.
Yeah?
If we're to assume that cloning is taboo and is not something commonly known about, which is explains why Doug always freaks out when he sees a clone of himself somewhere, you must expect that these clones must be prohibitively expensive.
Right.
I mean, it's an entire other human being. You've got to understand that if we could do this, you could make a clone of yourself exclusively to harvest organs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sell your kidneys, sell your heart, a completely functional, I don't know, bladder. I could use one of those. Or
yeah,
anything, really. And, I mean, the profit margins are just got to be big for this, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is just no way you could get something that cheap. Real bullshit.
Okay. Are you sure? Is there no discount clone bin?
There is, and it's when you get a copy of a copy. And I don't know why that was cheap. They didn't explain that at all.
I think they kind of did. They said it was, like, experimental, so...
Oh, I see.
The one guy was willing to take a fall on it, you know?
Well, it's a bad experiment.
Yes.
Well, with that, I think we're done with the science, so let's move on to our final thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say my best science is the fact that a guy who works in construction, contractor, can remodel his own house. That's a good science.
Yeah.
Worst science, I mean, you know, beyond cloning, is fixing a house can fix your marriage. I feel like, although it might help, can't just magically do that. So.
All right.
Yeah. Bad science overall. Was it enjoyable? Just barely. Michael Keaton actually had some pretty solid acting. The camera work and overall, like, kind of production quality of the movie was actually solid. The writing wasn't awful. There was some actually pretty funny parts where I laughed out loud. But overall, it kind of was just an average movie. I don't know, man. Anyway, I'm going to give it 3.5 men.
I thought we agreed on pie men.
Sorry, pie men.
Because one of them is quite irrational.
Anyway, Kaiser, what are your final thoughts?
So I would say that the best would be 4 different flavors of the exact same dick. Sometimes you want it normal, sometimes you want it a little bit extra cry, sometimes you want it really athletic, and sometimes you want to just share a very special moment. The worst science, of course, is boating without your wife. It's kind of funny to watch your significant other throw up sometimes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do that. All in all, it's pretty bad science. As for enjoyability, I gave it a light yellow 1. It's kind of funny, it's kind of boring, it's kind of dumb. For my rating, it's a 2 out of 10 because there were no family-friendly hardcore clone orgies.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Really missed out on the opportunity there.
I know, I was clearly watching the wrong streaming service for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
As always, make sure you do your own research on clone job bro jobs. So future plans, we have none. But we will be doing more Hollywood science, of course.
Yes.
Social media plugs. So we are on Twitter at Hollywood Scienc, that's science without the last E. You can email me at HollywoodSciencePodcast@gmail.com or Kaiser@HollywoodScience.org. You can email Hippogriff@HollywoodScienceExperience@gmail.com or Hippogriff@HollywoodScience.org. As always, make sure you send everything PG-13 and below to Hippogriff and above to me.
Yes.
We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you illegally clone your podcasts. With that, I think it's time to sign off.
Okay.
This is Kaiser Alias signing off.
And this is Hippogriff Placeholder, not the original one, signing off for the last time. I love you, audience.
And this is Kaiser Clone Number 1, also signing off, and signing off on behalf of the original Hippogriff Placeholder.
Awesome. It's been real.
It has been something. And remember,
please don't watch Battlefield Earth.